Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Secretary, so what is the United States border policy?
You know what our policy is? Our policy is to enforce the law.
I think that Democrats, if the election is about who is the most extreme, then they're going to win. Yeah. If it is a referendum on the president, they will lose, and they know that.
With a straight face, Kevin McCarthy says the MAGA Republic is going to restore faith in our elections. As we say in my faith, bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Joe, Kamala, Chuck, Nancy, let's send them all a nice message on November the 8th.
What?
Get out and vote.
Every vote counts.
It's only 40 days until Election Day.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
Right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941. Sean, you want to be a part of the program. It's only 40 days until these all important midterm elections. The race for Senate and governor out in the great state of Arizona. Well, Carrie Lake now has taken a lead in the gubernatorial contest in terms of the polls. Blake Masters seems to be coming on strong, which is good news. This would be a massive pickup if you can get rid of Mark Kelly. He's nothing but a radical Joe Biden, 100% Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer voter. Hasn't lifted a finger for the people of Arizona. Hasn't done a thing to help secure the border. Nothing. I mean, the list is so long, it's obnoxious. Anyway, so you got a guy, and we're here in this campaign. This state matters. This would be a huge win pickup for the Republicans. I hope the people of Arizona are recalling and remembering what Mark Kelly has not done for your state. He has not protected your state. Anyway, here's Blake Masters' recent ad.
You used to be able to raise a family on one single income. You can't really do it anymore. So what happened? Well, it got more expensive to live. So sure, the conveniences got cheaper, right? Amazon will send you some useless Chinese junk at the press of a button. But the things people actually need, housing, healthcare, education, this stuff just keeps getting more and more expensive every year. Look at housing. I spoke with a home builder recently who told me how the EPA derailed a $20 million project because it was next to a dry riverbed, a wash, sort of like this one. Except the bureaucrats back in D.C., they said, no, that's not a wash. That's a river, home to some random endangered fish. And so they're not allowed to build the houses until they can prove that it wouldn't harm this non-existent fish. There's no fish here. I'm Blake Masters. I'm running for the U.S. Senate in Arizona. And I approve this message because these costs are outrageous. And we are going to destroy the entrenched interests that are causing them.
I mean, it's become an unmitigated disaster. And Mark Kelly, you pretty much, if you live in Arizona, Chuck Schumer is your senator. That's because he votes 100% of the time with Schumer, 100% of the time with the new Green Deal climate alarmist cultists, 100 on every single issue. Homicides rising all over Arizona. For example, it's the focus of a Tucson City Council discussion. How do we stop the rising rate of homicides? Shootings involving Phoenix police officers for the first half of 2022, higher than all of 2021. And Mark Kelly's missing in action. Of course, all the fentanyl that's crossing the border into Arizona. Over a million fentanyl pills seized by officers, the single largest bust in Phoenix police history. Mark Kelly, what are you doing? You voted against Title 42 18 times. You're doing nothing except rubber stamping the most radical agenda ever in the United States Senate. Anyway, Blake Masters is with us now. This race seems to be tightening. Where do you see it now, Blake? Where are we looking now?
Well, thank you, Sean. It is tightening. I'm right on his heels. You know, I'm still the underdog in the race. I think that's an important mentality to have. We're going to sprint right through the finish line on November 8th. But I'm not so far behind. Most credible polls have me 1, 2, maybe 3 points behind. And this after Mark Kelly and the whole national Democrat machine have spent $65 million trying to destroy me.
Do you know where this money's coming from? Because this phenomenon is happening in every Senate race, every gubernatorial race. Democrats seemingly have endless tens of millions of dollars. Where's this money coming from? Is it coming from inside Arizona or outside of Arizona?
Mostly outside of Arizona, probably at least 80% from outside Arizona. You know, some of it's coming from Hollywood. Some of it's coming from Wall Street. The Democrats, they have their wealthy donors. You know, at the super elite level, you've got George Soros, and they're pretty good at this left-wing, you know, money laundering operation. They use 501c3 and 4 organizations completely abusing the tax code. But the Democrats, they just have this mountain of money. You know, I got a text this morning from a local business owner in Arizona. He gave me a generous donation, but he also said, Blake, I'm sorry I don't have more to give, but this inflation is just crushing my business, and my customers have less discretionary income. So I think a lot of our people, Sean, they're disproportionately affected by the crazy Joe Biden recession, by Mark Kelly's inflation, and you know, we're just going to be out-resourced. But we have truth on our side. All I have to do is get this message out to Arizona and said, hey, Mark Kelly lied to you. He's not the independent that he pretends to be. He's in D.C. voting in lockstep for Joe Biden, for Chuck Schumer's agenda. And when independents in Arizona learn that, when they realize what this guy has done for the past two years, they want to make a change in November. And that's why we're going to win.
Why has he been so reluctant and resistant to keeping the people of Arizona safe and only supporting legal immigration? Why has he been unwilling? And I'll give Kristen Sinema some credit. She at least has shown a willingness at times to stand up to the radicals in her party. Mark Kelly has shown no such leadership at all. He's a rubber stamp.
That's right. And he said all the same stuff that Sinema said. She promised to be independent. I wish she were a little more independent, but credit where it's due. Sometimes she tells Schumer to go pound sand, right? Mark Kelly promised he'd do that, and instead he's just gone along for the ride. You know, I think that was the deal they made with him. I really think it's this corruption. They were like, Mark, we'll let you be a senator. We'll clear the field. We'll funnel all this money into your campaign. But when you get to D.C., you have to vote the way we tell you to. And I think he took that deal. He doesn't have convictions. He's, at least Bernie Sanders will look you in the eye and tell you he's a left-wing socialist, right? Bernie Sanders actually has convictions. He happens to be wrong about everything. But Mark Kelly votes the same way that Bernie Sanders does, and he's just a front man. He's a front man for this incredibly corrupt, incredibly well-resourced Democrat machine. That's our real opponent in this race.
You know what's fascinating to me? Every race now is becoming a choice election. He supports New Green Deal, radical socialism, guaranteed pre-K, guaranteed college, student loan forgiveness, guaranteed government job, guaranteed wage, guaranteed health care, guaranteed retirement, you know, none of which we can afford. None of these promises will ever be fulfilled. You know, he's against securing our border. He's done nothing to secure the border. you know, I look at his background. He's got radical positions on abortion, for example. He supported the Women Health Protection Act. Isn't that the one that gave women a right to an abortion up to the moment of birth?
That's how radical Mark Kelly is. He believes in unlimited abortion funded by taxpayers up until the moment of birth for any reason. And it won't surprise you to learn 80% of Arizonans know that that's just wrong, right? He's the radical on this. And the only countries that have that radical, no limit, maximalist abortion policy are China and North Korea. That's the company that Mark Kelly keeps on this issue.
You know, it's pretty unbelievable, but in terms of law and order, he's not been there. In terms of border security, he's not been there. He's gone along with this climate alarmist cult agenda, which means we're now dependent on foreign sources for the lifeblood of our economy. Is there any one thing you can think of that he's voted on that benefits the people of Arizona?
Not a single one. You know, in some of these crazy, huge spending bills, he'll be able to point to some money and say, oh, I brought this, you know, this $50 million for this bridge, and I brought this for this. But yeah, you've also caused double-digit inflation. Here in the greater Phoenix metro, we are suffering from the worst inflation in the country. And that's not the only problem, right? Crime is spiking. I think homicide in Phoenix is up 50% since 2019. In my hometown of Tucson, Arizona, homicide's up 87% since 2019. Wow. So crime's through the roof, the open border. I mean, illegals are flowing in. Fentanyl is flowing in and killing teenagers in Arizona, just ruining families. And Mark Kelly, he'll make excuses, but it's going to be up to the people of Arizona to decide whether excuses are enough. I think most people are just sick and tired of it. People want to make a change. That's why Republicans are going to win up and down the ballot here in Arizona in November.
Blake Masters, Senate candidate, Republican Senate candidate from Arizona, thanks for being with us. We're following this race closely. Thank you. We appreciate your time. I hope the people of Arizona, I hope you're paying attention. You might as well vote for Chuck Schumer if you're voting for Mark Kelly. All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll hit the phones. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, so the government is addicted to spending, and that reckless spending is driving up the cost of everything for you and your family. We're just discussing it. It's not right for anybody. It's not fair for anybody. It's, as I've been saying, preventable, but you don't have to be a victim. There are things you can do. I just mentioned it to this last caller. To lower your monthly expenses, mitigate the impact of inflation. And the first thing I recommend is switch your cell phone service to my cell phone service, which is Pure Talk. You get the same exact cell towers as AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon. Get the same 5G network as they have. You know, when you look at your phone and its coverage bars, you'll have the same number of bars. You keep your phone, you keep your phone number. You can get great plans from Pure Talk, like unlimited talk and text, and 6 gigs of data. It's only $30 a month. That's real money you will be saving that will go to cover groceries, gas, and the cost of inflation. But you get the exact same service, average family saving close to $1,000 a year, and many families saving much more. #250, dial that on your cell, say the keyword, save now, and you'll save 50% off your first month. You get superior coverage, you get exact same service, #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk.
All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn, but after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her, they supported her, and they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn? And maybe even in a big way, every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn. But after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her. They supported her. And they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn? And maybe even in a big way, every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
Broadcasting coast to coast, border to border, and all over America. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, we'll get an update on the hurricane at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, let's go back to our busy phones. Let's say hi to Ryan is in New Jersey. Ryan, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Sean, it's an honor. Great to speak to you.
Great to speak to you, sir. What's going on?
So I just got back from my insurance, from my home insurance, and my rate has been $1,400 for the past 5 years, and I was just told it actually doubled to $2,900 this past week. And I sat down and talked with them, and the price they're quoting now for lumber and the price to rebuild the home is basically double what it's worth. And this is looks like all, you know, stemming from inflation and the bizarre housing market.
Everybody that I know that's ever been to, you know, Home Depot, Lowe's, you know, any of these great stores, and they really are great. They have all these products. They don't want to charge that much for lumber. Trust me, I know the guys. And it's the same thing. Everything you're buying at every store you go to, everything is costing more. It costs more to ship it there. And then you have the supply chain crisis on top of it. You can only get limited supplies of the things that you need. I'm concerned about the rebuild efforts that are going to be needed and necessary post this hurricane, because it's going to be hard to get the materials to get people back in their homes if you can't build the home. So it's, you know, what you're describing is what 71% of the American people are now saying is they can't make it, because the average couple, average household is paying $7,200 more every year because of Biden's inflation only. And gas prices they're skyrocketing right back up to the $5 mark where they were before. It was a temporary solution. It was a Band-Aid. It was a political solution to create a false perception that gas prices were going down to normal ranges. They're not. They're going up again.
It's awful. We're feeling it for sure. It's terrible. Yeah. And
Hang in there, buddy. I'm tired. Listen, there's only two solutions. I said this and people got mad at me. I said there's only two ways that I know to fight this if you're struggling financially. One is you got to save money. And then I talk about, for example, Pure Talk. You can save on average a family $1,000 a year, close to $1,000. So, but you get the same service. Good deal. And the only other way, you find ways to save money. I know people that are changing their diets. They're not eating as much meat as they used to. They're finding protein substitutes. And sometimes it's not bad. I mean, beans and rice are really healthy to eat. I like it. I've done that myself. But you got to find different sources of protein. And so people are, their buying habits are different. You know, I read today Cracker Barrel lost a lot of business in the last quarter because people on fixed incomes, a big part of their customer base are older people. They can't afford to go to Cracker Barrel. I love Cracker Barrel. But it's people saying, you know what? I can't go after church on Sunday. It just sucks. And all of this is preventable, which really drives me nuts. And the other thing you can do is you got to find other ways to bring in income if you can. And I know people, what some people are doing. They become Uber drivers in some cases. Some people just do Uber Eats, and just any way they can use anything at their disposal to make more money. It's just hard. Hang in there, Ryan. Good days are coming. In 40 days, we'll see if we're going to change course. Let's go to Sam is in North Carolina. Sam, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Glad you called.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. Longtime listener, big fan.
Thank you.
The reason I'm calling is I was born in Cuba, and I came with my mom and my sister during the Muriel boatlift in 1980. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, sir. I remember it well.
The reason for the boat lift, if people don't know, basically is when Castro opened up the jails and insane asylums, the prisons, told everybody that they can leave, and it was fine. What happened is 270,000 Cubans ended up coming to the United States unannounced. The administration at the time was not ready for the influx of Cubans and obviously did not know the type of Cubans, all the criminals that were coming, who made Florida, I guess, back in the 80s, you know, what it is today, I guess, some of it. But basically the reason I bring that up is because that's exactly what's happening right now with Maduro opening up his prisons and his cells, and then all these other Central American countries and allowing and pretty much shipping all of their criminals across the border. And that's what they don't see. That's what they...
Well, there have been numerous articles that Venezuela is now emptying their prisons and sending them to our southern border.
And that is a playbook from Fidel Castro.
That is Fidel Castro's playbook. That is Muriel Boatlift. That is exactly what happened. And guess what? Jimmy Carter was president. If you look at who Joe Biden is perhaps modeling his presidency after, I would compare him to Carter, but he's even worse than Carter. It's sad. It's unnecessary. It was all preventable. Anyway, I appreciate the call. Thank you, sir, for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Got a lot of ground to cover in the course of the program today. We'll get to Ashley Moody, the Attorney General of the great state of Florida. We'll talk to her, updating you regularly with Joe Bastardi. And Doug Mastriano, the gubernatorial candidate from Pennsylvania, will join us today.
Hannity uncovers the real truth about the politics of D.C. He's your watchdog on Big Brother every day. Hannity is on right now.
At 25 to the top of the hour, toll free, it's 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, as we've been talking, you know, throughout the day with Joe Bastardi of WeatherBell.com. Remember, he wrote the book, The Weaponization of Weather in the Phony Climate War. Go back to the 70s. You can look at Time Magazine. You can look at Newsweek. And they were talking about the coming ice age. That evolved into the earth is going to burn up in the 80s and 90s. And then that when these things didn't occur, it just evolved into climate change. If it's hot, climate change. If it's cold, climate change. If it rains, it's climate change. If it doesn't rain, there's climate change. If there's a hurricane, a tornado, which we have hurricane season and tornado seasons, of course, that's all climate change. And all of the legislation, Joe Biden abandoning energy independence, all rooted in this climate alarmist cultism. That is the New Green Deal Socialist Party. It's really rooted in socialism. When you look at the deal, it has nothing to do with the environment. It has everything to do with redistribution of wealth. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. So we're in the middle of a massive hurricane, Cat 4, pounding down on the western coast of Florida, Naples, Fort Myers, kind of ground zero there in Fort Myers, Sarasota, now moving inland, moves over the, you know, I-4 corridor over Orlando, you know, heading up to the northeast corridor of Florida where Jacksonville is, Ponte Vedra, all those areas, heading into Savannah. Then South Carolina is going to get popped hard after it goes out a little bit into the Atlantic and comes back hard to the left. I mean, and this is all the left wants to talk about. Why would the media, why are they politicizing a hurricane? You know, as Bastardi has talked about in great detail and great specificity, he can tell you the hurricanes that were happening in the 1920s. This is 2020. We have a hurricane season. We have hurricanes every year, usually. Anyway, here's your media mob, corrupt as they are, with an agenda to support all things radical democratic socialist, politicizing this hurricane.
Can you tell us what this is and what effect the climate change has on this phenomenon?
Well, we can come back and talk about climate change at a later time. I want to focus on the here and now.
Listen, I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question.
I don't think you can link climate change to any one event.
Okay. This is exactly what climate scientists have been warning about for a long time, and now we get to see it up close. John?
This is the quote from Governor DeSantis about climate change. Quote, I am not in the pews of the church of the global warming leftists. This is what he thinks about climate change, and now his state is getting hit with one of the worst hurricanes that will ever see.
Then, of course, we have the comments of Amy Klobuchar, genius that she is. Listen to this.
We just did something about climate change for the first time in decades. That's why we've got to win this as that hurricane bears down on Florida. We got to win in the midterms. We understand that.
If you believe in this climate change alarmism, then of course it's all going to stop. It's crazy. Anyway, joining us now, Attorney General from the great state of Florida. Our prayers are with all our friends in Florida, every Floridian that has suffered under this hurricane. It has been dreadful for a lot of people. A lot of recovery efforts still going on. We are expecting that, you know, we may have lost hundreds of lives here. People that have lost their homes, their livelihoods. This is beyond disruptive now. And they're going to need a lot of help in the days, months, and probably the next couple of years ahead. Ashley Moody is with us. Madam Attorney General, great to have you back. How are you?
We're hanging in, Sean. As you know, it was a rough night, and we are in the process of assessing the full extent of damage and loss of life here in Florida. It will be one of the worst storms to have ever hit our state, and the damage will be long-lasting. So, you know, we're taking it minute by minute, and I am just incredibly proud, as I know you are, having a long line of law enforcement and first responders in your family. I've just been in awe of their stamina. Many haven't slept for nights. They are currently in the process of conducting search and rescue missions. It's really amazing to see this today.
Well, I mean, do we have any idea? I've been looking at videos people, friends of mine on the western coast of Florida have been sending me. I've seen videos from Fort Myers that are devastating. Entire beach communities where the boardwalk is washed away. You know, three blocks in have been pretty much washed away. Flooding still in the streets. Same thing with Naples. Same thing with Sarasota. The damage is incalculable at this time. Of course, worried about the loss of life, people missing loved ones. They don't know what to do. What is the best thing you advise people if they're missing loved ones, haven't heard from loved ones? Now, communications are down. The ability for people to get on their phone is down. The ability to get the internet is down. Some people don't have any ability to watch television. They don't have, they may hopefully have a transistor radio or something that they can get information on, but it's not been easy for anyone.
It hasn't. And again, we are in a stage of assessing the damage. Many of the phone calls that came in during the storm, when it was incredibly dangerous for anyone to be outside, they were calls to 911 and emergency responders about being trapped due to flooding. So I think today is really going to be about ensuring that we can get to all of the places and rescue life as quickly as possible. And I would advise, if you have family in the area, don't panic. I can tell you, as someone personally who has been in Florida for a very long time, has had grandparents involved in storms and not been able to reach them right away. Remember, communications are down, so that's not abnormal. Sometimes cell towers go out. We can't reach people. Law enforcement will do welfare checks. Now, they're extraordinarily busy doing search and rescue missions, but you can call and put a name down there as you would at any other time. If you're hoping to check on the welfare of a loved one, you can do that, and they can communicate with you. Trust me, we will have stand-up operations, and this will be checking in and making sure people are safe is going to be the first and foremost priority of law enforcement.
If anybody does know of someone who didn't evacuate or maybe they haven't heard from and they're worried about and they live near the coast and they were on the front lines of this, they should go to the Florida website that you have set up, floridadisaster.org/info, and you could actually input the person's name and address. So rescuers that are now in the process of doing that. I mean, the staging before this hurricane was phenomenal. I could not believe, the equivalent, and this was only one of 33 locations, the equivalent of like three football fields long of electric company repair trucks on standby to go in as soon as this thing passes. They're already moving in a lot of areas to help restore power. I mean, it looked like an army, mobilization, to be very honest.
Governor DeSantis, I mean, he did a great job strategically placing assets. The number of assets that were ready to go as soon as the storm passed was historic. You know, I think 42,000 linemen ready to go. If you saw the footage of all of those trucks lined up ready to go in, it was truly amazing. 7,000 National Guardsmen. We had airplanes, high water vehicles. So the tools are going to be there. You know, now we have volunteer groups from law enforcement coming all over the state. They'll be working with the National Guardsmen to do these search and rescue missions. And yes, it's so important. If you have not heard from someone, try to stay calm. And yes, you can go to floridadisaster.org or contact law enforcement everybody knows that's the first priority right now.
Well, we appreciate all your efforts. I know it's been an all hands on deck. Every single government agency in Florida is now dedicating their time and services to this specifically. First is the rescue mission, save any people that might be in jeopardy, in trouble. Then we got to work on the process of rebuilding, restoring, you know, electricity and internet and phones. And it's going to be a long process. It's going to be a difficult process for the people that have been hit hardest here. You're in our prayers, everybody in Florida. I know this country will step up as well. They have set up a donation fund for Florida if you want it. It's floridadisasterfund.org. Anyway, Attorney General Ashley Moody, thank you for being with us. Our prayers are with all of you.
Thank you.
All right, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, let's say hi. Big time, AJ, Houston, Texas. What's going on, baby? I know you've been through these moments yourself, sir.
Big time, Sean Hannity. Hey, big timer. Hey, you know, our thoughts and prayers go with everybody in Florida. But as you know, we both know Florida done been through it before. We've been through it here in Texas. But, Sean, Klobuchar, why they didn't stop the hurricane since they think they signed a bill to stop the climate change? Why they didn't stop it? They should have been going to stop that hurricane if that's the case. But now we sitting back here watching them go through all this rigmarole. Hell, they could have stopped it. But the thing of it is, Sean, we got an idiot. Thank God he wasn't in there when Texas, we built all our stuff back up. We didn't ask the government for pretty much nothing. If they wanted to help, that was fine. But the Texans, just like the Floridians, I think they're going to come through just fine. It's always bad after the math because it looks bad for what's going on. And doggone it, Sean, they're going to be just fine. If we just get these Bidens out of there. Biden, he in there running there like, oh, I'm the man. I'm the man. DeSantis already had took care of everything. I was already set like a bad habit. And
people hope. But people are going to have to be patient here. The amount of geographic area in Florida impacted by this is huge. I got to cut you a little short, though, big time. I've got Joe Bastardi standing by. He's got an update for us on the weather and where this thing is headed. All right, my friend, we'll talk again real soon. Big time, AJ. Thank you. Quick break. We'll come back. Joe Bastardi will give us a quick update on the latest with the storm. 800-941-SEAN. Look, with the cooler weather, you know, maybe you want to cozy up in your home and maybe have some, you know, to-do list at your home. You want your home to feel like your home. That's why you might want to get new custom window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. I've done a couple of rooms now. I'm going to do a couple more. You can get a refresh before the holidays. It's easy. It's simple. No hassle at all. You don't sacrifice style or service. No store can beat Blinds.com and their prices. They have a premium selection of blinds and shades and shutters and drapes. They have my favorite motorized shades. It makes your life so much easier. If you need design consultation, they'll give you that absolutely free. If you need help measuring or installing, they got you covered there. And with Blinds.com, no hidden fees, no misleading quotes. You don't pay for the showroom. You don't pay for retail markups. The savings gets passed on to you, and shipping is always free. And that's why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. It's simple. On top of the everyday low prices, if you go to Blinds.com right now, you can save an additional 40% off site-wide. This lasts through October the 4th, so you want to act now. That's Blinds.com. 40% additional off everything, and you won't regret it. Tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Up is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the final hour free-for-all on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, Joe Bastardi is with us from weatherbell.com, author of the book, The Weaponization of Weather in the Phony Climate War. Your liberals' heads are exploding. All right, so where are we now? Where is the center of this hurricane now? Where is it headed?
Well, the it's officially a tropical storm, just below hurricane strength now. The National Hurricane Center now is in agreement with what, you know, we've been discussing here on the Hannity Show a couple of days, and I want to make sure people know, you know, what we were saying, that it will become a hurricane again, and the hurricane warning is now in effect for the entire South Carolina coast. The landfall spot looks like it's around Charleston, maybe a tad bit to the northeast, which is interesting because the crucial aspect of the storm surge, and they're increasing the storm surge now. They've got it up to 4 to 7 feet, and I could see 8, 9 feet in some places with this. And the reason, again, why is, folks, is there's already 50, 60 mile an hour winds off the South Carolina coast driving water back in because of the big high pressure to the north. So the storm is coming up in there. So the landfall time is going to be around noon to 2 p.m. around Charleston, South Carolina. And what we've seen, I was watching the observations at Daytona Beach water. Oh, my goodness. They were getting hurricane-force wind gusts and unbelievable sheets of rain. I haven't seen what their totals are yet there. And so the northeast coast of Florida, because this is shifted offshore, is getting a significant coastal flooding situation. But it is not as bad as if it hugged the coast a little bit. So what we're doing now is we're honing in on where the worst is going to be. Looks like the South Carolina coast to me. I'm sorry, go on, Sean.
What about Kiawah, Isle of Palm, Debedieu? I mean, all of these communities that are oceanfront, what should they expect?
Well, they're going to get a 3 to 6 foot storm surge, wind gust of 50, 60 miles an hour. But I think the storm goes to the east of Kiawah, which is crucial because that means that the wind doesn't go into the south and southeast. It goes into the northwest.
So that means Charleston's going to get pounded.
Well, I think Charleston gets a big storm, but I can't tell. I mean,
it's going to be a little north of that.
Yeah, I think it goes in near or just northeast of Charleston, but we have to, it's a reorganizing its center. So, and that's crucial because, again, they'll still have a big storm surge. There's no question about that. But the maximum storm surge would occur if it came right in over the battery. I'm watching it. Tides at 2 to 4 feet above normal already there. And, we got to worry about Myrtle Beach. The way even if it doesn't hit directly at Myrtle Beach, the beach is shaped like a crescent and it catches the water. So the water piles up. So, and the other thing is, too, there are going to be a lot of power outages with this all the way inland. It won't be like Florida, but still. So FEMA will have a double recovery to fight here. Of course, Florida is much worse. But if this storm had not hit Florida, what's coming to South Carolina would be a huge newsmaker. It's a significant and major event for them.
Well, Joe Bastardi, we'll check in next hour with you again. I hope the people are listening to your admonitions and warnings because you were 100% right on what would happen to Florida. We appreciate it. Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, author of the book Weaponization of Weather in This Phony Climate War.
We'll continue.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.